going to talk about something this morning that's not going to be new material for you in any way. As a matter of fact, I've used these verses before, not recently, but within the last couple of years. But I want to try to show you something from it that I had never seen before. And as a matter of fact, you want to talk about something that's fun. As a workman of the Word, as somebody who studies the Word, it's always fun when this happens. Because, you know, I kind of told the guys Wednesday night at class what we were going to be talking about, or one of our focus verses was going to be. And just kind of wrapping up my research. And I said, well, that changes my whole sermon right there. You know, it's just the Word sitting right there in a verse that I've read 1,000 times. And I was like, well, look at that. We never saw that before. So I'm going to share something with you, and you're all going to go, well, I knew that, you big dummy. But I didn't. So when we talk about God's Word, one of the things that we talk about, and I think one of the things that we all rely on heavily, is that God has promised us things. Some of those basic things that God has promised us, you know, salvation, forgiveness, eternal life, those things. But those daily things that God has promised us, like abundant life, like health, right, healing and prosperity. We just had a big series that we taught that culminated in the peace of Christ filling your hearts, because we do these things and we have this mindset and the peace of God comes into our life. Those promises, you know, are things that God has given us. Well, then how come we don't all have them? How come some of us do, right? And some of us don't.
Amen.
And some of us have some of them, and we can't ever get a hold of the other one. I mean, and you guys know what I mean, right? Yeah. And so what's the problem? Well, I want to take you on a journey that has to start with this. We have to start to recognize that as children of God, right? Children of God by the Spirit of adoption, joint heirs with Christ, sons of God, sons and daughters of God, that all of those Old Testament promises carry forward to us. You know, some of those really quotable ones, like in Deuteronomy, you know, where you'll be the head and not the tail, and first and not last, and those sorts of things. But those promises extend to us. You know, individually, God has given us promises. I mean, and it's not always like you're walking down the street and you hear a booming voice. Sometimes it's just a desire or a vision that's placed in your heart. You know, maybe a ministry, something God has just laid on your heart that you want to do. You know, those are our promises from God. And so how do we, you know, how do we get that to come to pass in our life? And what's the obstacle that keeps those things from coming to pass sometimes? And so the children of Israel are going to be our example of what gets afoul, what gets messed up sometimes. So just to bring you to the point of the story, we're going to kind of start at the beginning. So Moses, after the whole business with the Pharaoh and the Red Sea and the plagues and all of that, Pharaoh leads the children of Israel on a journey, right? And they go to the mountain, and Moses goes up the mountain and gets the Ten Commandments and comes down. And then they journey around for a couple of years, and they, you know, they build the tabernacle, and they do all these cool things. And God kind of flexes his muscles a little bit and shows the children of Israel his power, as he had done with dividing the Red Sea. He did by feeding them with manna and then feeding them with quail and giving them the instructions on the tabernacle. Well, so depending on what source you want to use, they've been living on God's promise of feeding them and caring for them for about 3.5 years when they arrive at the Promised Land. Some people say it was as much as 7 years. Some sources say 3.5. And quite frankly, it wasn't important enough for me to do all the research to figure it out. So we're going to say around 3.5, but it might have been a little longer. So they get to the Promised Land. Well, so God's promised them this. And so they get there, and Moses says, all right, we're here, God. What do you want us to do? And God says, all right, here's what you do. I want you to get 12 spies together, one from each of the tribes, and send them on a journey into the promised land to spy out the land, to understand what you're about to get. And so Moses does the right job. He gets the 12 guys together, and then he sends them on a mission. And what he tells them, he says, go into this promised land and find out what's going on. Find out if people live there. If they do live there, do they live in cities? If they live in cities, are there walls around the city? Check out the soil. Are we going to be able to grow crops? If they do grow crops, get some samples. Let's see what they're growing. Because, you know, we totally lose sight of this. But, I mean, it's not like they had a map. They were just going where God led them, and then they got there, and they had never been there before. They couldn't Google it or anything, so they got to send people in to go spy it out. Amen. See what they're dealing with, you know. Bring back samples of the dirt. You know, could we grow stuff in this? They don't know. So anyway, so the spies go in there for 40 days. Traipse all over the place. Well, then they come back, and we're going to read what happened when they got back. All right, so Numbers chapter 13. And they, the spies, told him, we came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the sons of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea, by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb, one of the spies, stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are able to overcome it. But the men, the other spies, that went up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are.